Books with Aaron, Polly, and Wayne. I'm Aaron.
This is Paul.
And this is Wayne.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. How is everyone today?
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, Aaron. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Are you? Did you fluff out your tail today?
I did. Oh, my God.
Did you use a round brush?
Well, hold on, because you just reminded me of something.
Oh, dear.
That I have not discussed on the podcast.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I am worried now.
Yeah, it's about his tail.
Yeah, you're talking about a tail.
So, you know.
Does it vibrate?
It's not my tail. So, a few weeks ago, you know, today is what? March 7th. So, a few weeks ago was Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we recently moved to Michigan. I mean, it's been almost a year now that we've moved to Michigan. But we're still, like, discovering where to go. You know, new restaurants, that kind of thing. But on Valentine's Day, we made a reservation at a restaurant named Andiamo's. And it's kind of a local, I don't want to say a chain, but there's like four or five of them locally in the Metro Detroit area. And but I chose one that said Riverfront. And I'm like, oh, Riverfront sounds nice. And then I found out it's the riverfront it's the river between, maybe it was waterfront. So basically you could see Canada across the water. So it's like, because Canada's very close. So it's right along the water in downtown Detroit. You can see, you know, straight into Canada. Pretty cool. You know, very good location. It's also, which I didn't realize, in the heart of a Marriott. So, like, you know, it's like the waterfront Marriott that faces Canada from downtown Detroit. So pretty cool.
So did you get Bonvoy points when you went? Because since it was at the Marriott.
Oh, hopefully. I didn't look. I should have. So, you know, we are driving, you know, trying to find parking or whatever, that kind of thing. We're driving up and it's cold. It's February 14th in Michigan, but there's a lot of people walking around on the street. And I'm like, oh, a lot of people walking around for a random Saturday afternoon in this, you know, just walking outside. It's cold. Like, what are all these people walking around? And we're still driving. And I'm like, hold on. A lot of these people have tails. and we turn a corner and all of a sudden we get the full on furry experience because it was FurryCon Detroit. In that Marriott on Valentine's Day weekend. It was FurryCon.
What a strange coincidence, Paul. Wink.
Wink. Well, I did ask Jen if she wanted to go look around. She's like, no. So I tried. I tried to see what FurryCon was all about. But I mean, we sat in the restaurant, you know, basically right along the boardwalk there. I mean, just nonstop, full costume furries walking by the windows. You know, I mean, furries, lots of wolves, foxes, bats, that kind of thing. And I'm just like waving at all of them as they walk by. I'm like, hi, I love your costume. So I was, but yeah, I mean, yeah, you brought up tails and this is it. I forgot
and
to
it just
talk
came
about furry.
Flooding coming. Back.
It did. Back. I was like, zoom. Remember the thousands of furries you saw on Valentine's Day? I knew furries were obvious. I mean, I know there's conventions and stuff like that out there, but like it was a large convention. I thought it was still more of a niche thing, It's not. I mean, it is. I mean, and there are people bringing their kids, so it's not like a sexual thing. I don't think anymore. I mean, I think it could.
Oh, that's still an element, I'm sure.
Still an element of it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I was like, whoa, yeah, this is cool.
There's a huge convention in Chicago. Mostly I remember it because I met somebody that was an organizer. And one year it got, I don't remember what they used, but basically it got gassed. Somebody released a poison gas in the middle of the furry convention.
Oh my God. That sounds horrible.
The news story seemed like it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, yeah. It doesn't sound good. So that was my, Aaron brought up tails. I flashed back to FurryCon.
There we go. It was chlorine gas and hospitalized 19 people.
Oh my God. Well, that didn't happen at FurryCon. It was Valentine's Day. Love was in the air and in the hotel rooms that night. But anyway, that's what this week. Speaking of costumes, gentlemen, we got our first look at the next product coming from DC. which is the Lanterns TV show, which is coming to HBO Max later this year. We got our first, I think it's like a 2.5 minute teaser starring Kyle Chandler and I forget the other guy's name. He's also for Aaron Pierre. And so, you know, we got our first look at the show. And let me clarify. HBO Max said trailer coming tomorrow, but then it leaked. And so Warner Brothers was like, oh, let's just release it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused. I was like, when did they say this was coming?
Yeah, tomorrow. But then like later on that day, they said,
like, you manifested within an hour. Yeah, within an hour, somebody had released it.
Yeah.
I had a couple of like strong responses watching.
Okay.
First of all, I really absolutely love the guy they have playing Jon Stewart. I thought that he was just nailing the role. I really enjoyed everything about that character in the trailer. The guy playing Hal is the complete miss for me. Ugh. I just did not buy him as Hal. He seemed ridiculous, over the top.
Oh, that hurts. Wait,
you're talking
so
about
much.
Kyle Chandler? That's the actual part of the trailer. I actually like Kyle Chandler.
Same here.
He killed the trailer for me. I do not like anything about him as Hal. But I love the Aaron Pierre as Jon Stewart.
Wayne, if it's any consolation, people usually hire Kyle Chandler just to kill him within the first few episodes. So it kind of seems like maybe, you know, Kyle Chandler won't be making it to the end of Lantern season one anyway.
Well, and one of the things was interesting is he has a line in the trailer about how he's the only human Green Lantern. Yet we know that Guy is in the series.
I caught that. So I'm wondering if it's timing related, like maybe this is before the events of Superman or something. I wasn't sure, you know, what that was implying.
Agreed. But I really dug the trailer. I love Kyle Chandler. I would watch Kyle Chandler do anything. You know, he won me over back when he was coach in Friday Night Lights. Love that guy. I'm really excited that it feels more like True Detective.
Yes.
Than it feels like a DC superhero show, right? I think, and that's the vibe that I think HBO was going for. And I'm super excited about that. Because that's what I love so much about their Watchmen series.
I loved Watchmen, but I feel like Watchmen. So I've seen online discourse about it. Like there are people, like even, you know, friend of the podcast, Ron Mars, he's talked about how it looks good to him. He's excited for it, that kind of thing. I think if it was any other show, any other property, even maybe if it was like The Question or something like that, I'd probably be a little bit more, you know, more forgiving. But I don't know, watching the trailer, I actually really didn't like the vibe that they chose for it. I feel like if anything, Green Lantern is James Gunn's opportunity to do Guardians of the Galaxy.
They really went down to earth with this one, and at least in the trailer, very little costume. Actually, we didn't see them in costume at all. We only saw the costumes hanging up.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's of all properties, you know, to bring down to earth, he chose the most cosmic property that DC has, you know, versus like, give me a Guardians of the Galaxy movie with Chip instead of Rocket Raccoon. Like, I feel like it's custom made for that kind of thing. But, you know, a Green Lantern core movie versus this down to earth Lanterns. I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm saying for me, it felt like the wrong choice to do with that property. It's not necessarily what I would want to see from that specific property.
I think that the stink of the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern is still present concept. And so I think doing something so completely different, like making this True Detective, is the answer, you know, and it, you know, it takes you out of all the glowy stuff. Lets you center the character, you know, foundationally. Lets you, you know, really get to know Jon Stewart, mm-hmm. and then you can do your Guardians of the Galaxy stuff and take this really grounded character that you've gotten to know over 8 or 10 episodes, and, you know, move him into a larger world. I mean, I think it's a smart move to do something unexpected and really different.
You know what I really appreciated about the Jon Stewart parts of the trailer? So often the character is treated as generic military guy that got a ring. They leaned into his original origin of he's a substitute teacher that was picked as a backup. I enjoyed that out of the trailer, and I'm looking forward to seeing kind of that dynamic. I just really hated their Hal.